That was, of course, the Postal Service, Such Great Heights. And before that was Kylie Minogue with Heartbeat Rock. Only on Different Strokes would you get such a variety. And you're listening to Joy.
It sounds like, you know, some sort of weird, like, only will you get the variety here. That's like such a commercial radio station thing to say.
You know what? They don't pay me enough here in Joy.
Okay, so I had to dance like Britney, right?
You sound so enthused.
Oh, it was brilliant. And I just feel wonderful about the whole thing. But then, because as soon as you said to me, Dave, like, you need to look at Britney videos, mm-hmm. I just thought, where in the world am I going to get Britney videos from? And then I thought, okay, well, let's go where you go to find any sort of television these days, YouTube, right? Yeah. So I subscribed to the Britney TV channel, right, on YouTube.
Are you serious? She has her own TV channel?
She has her own channel with the official videos, in inverted commas. so that's where you can go to find all your, you know, official Britney business.
Any Chris Cocker in there?
I don't know. I stuck to purely the videos, the music videos, that is. But I actually heard this really interesting fact today from a guy that I work with who's a musician. See, I'm struggling with my words.
It's all that Britney dancing.
Yeah, it is. He was saying that, that apparently, oops, I did it again, and Hit Me Baby One More Time, are they...
They are virtually the same song.
They use like the same chord progressions and all this kind of...
Yeah, you don't need like a degree in musicology to know that. Just a pair of ears that function.
But see, I don't even pay attention. So I was like, oh.
I always end up singing one song and then ending with the other. Like, I'll start singing Oops, yeah. I Did It Again. End up singing Baby One More Time.
Yeah, but then, because then I started to think, were they actually two different songs? And then I thought, oh yeah, so they must be...
Britney delusion.
They must be very similar because if I'm thinking that they're the same song, then surely that must mean that musically they're similar. Anyways, moving on to dancing. I have zero rhythm.
Do you really? I have never noticed.
I can't even clap in time to the beat. Like, I can't. I seriously... You know when you go and see your favourite band and you want to clap along and, you know, really participate, I get told to hold my hands against my side because my clapping can be distracting to the other people who are trying to enjoy...
Your offbeat clapping.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you just go like...
Well, it's like I'm almost like, you know,
sort of a bit behind everyone.
Well, see, and the second I have to really think about it, and the second I try and like even not think about it, that's when I'm off beat again, and I'm like back to square one, and I'm trying desperately to catch up to what's happening. But so it was going to be a disaster, regardless.
So you can't clap to the beat, let alone swish and dip, and you know.
Plus, I'm not, you know, I don't have that kind of sexy come hither type aspect to me at all, do I, Dave? I mean,
you know,
really?
What? You're pretty much a sex bomb to me, Jade. No matter what you say, you'll always be the sex bomb to me. Like, Britney dancing catsuit or not.
I don't wear heels. I can't wear them. I can't walk in them. It was bound to be problematic. Like, so but I did have some moves that I think I can. At some point do a bad interpretation of. Number one is the leopard sleek crawl, I'm calling it, right? So it's basically one arm out in front of the other.
Do you have to be on the ground for this?
Yes,
or otherwise
you do.
It look like you're swimming?
Yeah, so it's almost, if you were doing it in the air, it'd look like you were swimming, but it's more like you're doing it along the ground, and then you've got to sort of slide your legs either side of you along as well.
And do I have to sort of dip my head down and sort of look up?
Looking as seductive as possible is the key, right? So in any situation, you've got to look seductive.
Mm-hmm.
One of my personal favorites is what I call the snake, which is like almost it's the straight out. So it's if you
okay
have your arms
everyone. I want absolutely everyone listening now.
Arms parallel.
Okay.
Out. So out. against just equal with your shoulders.
Okay.
And then you...
It's so like phys ed again.
You do a wave with one. And
so
then,
we're starting with the left hand up. And then you move it up feel it in your shoulders. Yeah. And then,
Yeah, so that's the other one that happens, right?
We look like...
Again,
we look like Yeah, we look like flightless birds right now. Just attempting this snake move of yours, Jade. I'm not sure if it's such a hit on a dance floor.
then there's the seductive catwalk, right? Which is basically standing up where you've got to sort of go one leg in front of the other.
So a bit of a Naomi Campbell strut.
Yeah, you've got to really wiggle those hips. Right?
Which comes naturally, Jade, when you wear heels. Trust me, take it from me. Yep. The hip swishing comes naturally when you wear heels.
There's got to be some sort of pole or device that you will...
Vertical phallic object.
Yeah, that you will swing around. And at which point, hot guys / girls will come and fawn over you. Right?
I'm in tears right now.
But I've got to tell you, right?
Did that happen? when you swung yourself around that traffic light pole, did hot men in just white short shorts just pop out of nowhere and just caressed you?
No, I think it's much more similar to the whole don't clap, Jade. Just don't clap.
Don't swing around the traffic light pole, Jade.
But my absolute favourite Britney move, right, is the finger in the mouth, right, looking seductively. You've got to suck on it and then you've got to sort of like...
Let it linger down, and just dribble down.
Dribble down your chin, down into your cleavage.
So you're letting your fingers do the walking, so to speak. So you put your index finger directly on your lower lip. A little bit of drool, a bit of a spit on it.
Yeah, and sort of lick it a bit, you know,
suck
on it.
Yeah. And then just let it just slither. And you're hoping the other person, they've got their eyes on your finger. They're following your finger, tracing down your chin, your neck, all the way down to your cleavage.
Yes.
That is the best.
It's awesome.
It's a personal favorite. I do that to every song when I'm dancing.
You do?
No, not particularly. You're currently on Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Coming up after this, our staple segment, Ask Jade. We'll be hearing from Bowl Cut Brian and his disaster haircut. Mm. And we've already got an SMS in.